All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from each and every day right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They're in Rockford, Michigan. Go and see them when you are shopping for a golf cart. They have the two top brands in the entire industry. Easy Go, powered by propane, and Yamaha, powered by gas. Not to mention side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, scooters, go-karts, they have it all at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Go see them. They're along 14 Mile Road. Stay for the popcorn. Massively sidetracked today. When I say the Friday shows are 9 a.m.-ish, Jeremy says, yeah, heavy on the ish today, without a doubt, without a doubt. And, yeah, it's kind of interesting because, well, it's not even the slightest bit interesting. Stand by. Bruce was like, okay, hey, I want to eat now. He doesn't eat with the rest of the dogs. He eats when he wants to eat. I'm over here minding my own business, trying to get my show in order of what I want to talk about today. And he's standing at my feet, whining, and he wants to go eat. Now, it doesn't take him 40 minutes to eat. That's not entirely true about why I'm late. Chris says, I'm running to a meeting, but just I wanted to say that yesterday's Ben and Eric was an all-timer. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. We always have fun on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It's a good group of people hanging out in the live Zoom. You can be part of that on Patreon. What I'm doing right now, this minute, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, you know, that is all free. That's part of the free broadcasting that I do each and every day, powered by sponsors. Then I do the Patreon, which is more podcasting each and every day of the week. I owe you this because being that I am the guy who demands accountability when it comes to the fat-a-thon. Excuse me, I don't know what my deal is. I got like this raspy throat. I got to clear it again, but I'll remember to turn my mic back on. Damn it. What was I talking about? I don't remember. I started talking about the show yesterday. Was that it? It was like 3 seconds ago. I already forgot what I was talking about. The Magical Misfit says, what the fuck is up? Love the dogs in the back all the time. Yeah. I know it. They're fantastic. David says, you don't just leave food in the bowl so they can eat when they want? No, not at all. Never. Stevie says, easy, you were talking about fat-a-thon accountability. So I was bragging yesterday about I've been eating clean, been doing okay. And so I sat down to do Big Fraud Thursday, and I had my protein smoothie. And then I thought, that was it. I don't need another thing for the rest of the day. And then, sure enough, we get done with yesterday's Big Fraud Thursday, and I'm like, I'm starving. I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat. Like, I am going down there, and I'm not even going to attempt to not eat like an asshole. This is happening. I said to myself, okay, you're going downstairs to eat like an asshole. You've been reasonably following the rules for 3-4 days. You're going down there. You're going to fuck shit up. You're going to eat. And you're going to go on a feeding frenzy. And then you're going to bottle that up and throw it away. And then you're going to do excellent for another long spell of time. It's when you do consecutive days, I think. You know, like Amanda was in here on Big Fraud Thursday, and she, you know, she kind of like said, yeah, I'm doing okay. But her stance, she has said that for the last few weeks. And last week, she was the number one loser of weight. She got a star on the blubber for her performance in last week's Fatathon weigh-in. So, it kind of sounds like I'm trying to justify this. I am. I absolutely am. I went ahead after the show, and I got some of that cheese that Pooh Bear buys that is like flavored with horseradish, Schuler's, and it's like orange. And then you got to go with the Wheat Thins. And you kind of scoop up the cheese onto it. Oh, my God. I was doing like, you couldn't even see cracker. There was so much cheese on each one of these. Then I raided the NFK's frozen Jimmy Dean stash. One of those sausage, egg, and cheese croissants. And threw in the microwave for about a minute 10. That disappeared. Not done. Not even close. Wandered over to the cereal section of the store. And Pooh Bear bought a box of Apple Jacks. And I go, oh my God, I haven't had Apple Jacks since Nam. Oh my God. And it was so full. I didn't even, I was the first one to open it. Fresh Apple Jacks. Ripped through three bowls of Apple Jacks. I'm pretty sure I more than doubled my calorie consumption in that feeding frenzy there than I had the whole day. So, and that was it. Time for bed. Brush teeth, go to bed. Completely destructive. Amanda says, I bought some bariatric-friendly desserts. Okay, but I've been binging on them. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, I think you said you bought some keto cookie dough, and then you ate all of it. So, I know how it is. You fuck up, but the key is don't fuck up for too long. Like, I had a bad fuck-up yesterday, but I'm so glad I did it. It was delicious. But today, on the wagon. Doing okay. Fasting right now. Now, since I ate so late last night after the Big Fraud Thursday, I am going to now fast. I gotta put in 16 hours minimum. Minimum 16 hours. So, I think I finished that up at, I take it back, like 8:39. Well, it was probably about 9. So I've got till about 1 p.m. before I can eat anything. So we will reconvene. We'll kick off the Monday show with you four fat all-stars weighing in. Jeremy, Amanda, Rebecca, Nikki. If you're thinking about joining us on Fatathon, you can put in an application with me. If you are accepted into the program, there's a few parameters that you have to follow through on. You have to be revealing your weight. Like Linda here, she wants to be in the Fatathon, but she can't handle the scrutiny. So she says, I'm not telling you or anyone my weight, which, I mean, I know how much you weigh. You're taller than me. All right. I know exactly how much you weigh. Just by looking at you, I know your weight. So I don't know what the problem is. Kuipers says after his vacation, he might have to join. Yeah. And you're young, Kuipers, you know? Linda says, no, you don't know my weight. And no, I am not. I do too. You're 300 pounds. Everybody knows that. I'm kidding. I sound like Freebird. I'm just kidding. Maureen says she is not taller than you. I think she is. Everybody, who isn't taller than me? I'm 5'7.5". And I'm shrinking more. By the time I'm my dad's age, I'll probably be about 4'6". All right. Yesterday was the big hockey game that every... Okay, Linda's 5'4". Sorry. Molly says she's 4'11". Pooh Bear is 4'11", too. The USA taking on Canada. The stage is set. As Cole asks, how is your dad doing? My dad is doing good. He is in solid health. He shrugged off COVID like nobody's business. And he still has his senses. He can still talk, still walk. He can still think. Honestly, you wouldn't even notice anything different about him. I guess you have to live with him. So, Canada, U.S. Canada wins this one. Some guy named Connor McDavid scores the game-winning goal. I actually know who that is. He's a fantastic player. I think he plays for Edmonton. He scored a game-winning goal in overtime for Canada. Canada wins the game 3-2 over the U.S. Game was played in Boston. This whole rivalry began because of Donald Trump. If it weren't for Trump, all right, no one would have given a shit about the four nations. It would have been just the hockey crowd who cared. U.S. wins the first game, and in that game, there's three fights in the first 9 seconds. This all after Canada has been booing the U.S. anthem. Everybody's been pissed off about that. Fuck you, Canada. We're going to kick your ass. So this is great. I mean, Trump made this must-watch TV. And what a game last night. And this was an all-timer. Back and forth, and then Canada wins it. The place goes fucking nuts. There was a lot of Canadian fans there. Before the game, they sang the Canadian anthem. There was very little booing. You know, I guess Americans didn't really think it was that big of a deal. And then when they did the Star Spangled Banner, the crowd was way into it. They were all singing it at the same time. It was like, oh, my God, this is fucking awesome. We're going to kick their ass. Land of the free, home of the brave. And everybody there loves Trump. Most of the athletes love Trump. I would say all of the athletes love Trump. In fact, if you're an American athlete, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, it doesn't matter what. They all love Trump. Now, you know, you got to understand most athletes, these aren't the brightest bulbs. These are stupid people that are playing these games that, and that's why we idolize them. Stupid people making a ton of money leading our sports teams. Go sports. Dumbass athletes love Trump. I posted this on Facebook. Donald Trump calls Team USA before the Four Nations final. In no way is this AI. In fact, this is described as not AI Trump calling Team USA.
Talk to the guys if they're around.
Yeah, they are. I'm going to walk into the locker room right now, and you can speak to the guys firsthand. Mr. President, can you hear me?
I can.
You motherfuckers better listen up, and you better listen up well. This isn't just a hockey game. It's more than that. I want to see you guys go out there and fucking destroy the Canadians. Those wimpy communist bastards are a joke of a country. I want to make them the 51st state, and beating them tonight is the first step. So if you love America, you'll go out there and get the job done. Don't you dare fucking disappoint me.
I can tell you honestly, every person in here, players, staff, management, coaches, we are all proud Americans, and we want to represent our country the best way we can and do our best to bring in a win tonight. Thank you again on behalf of everybody.
You just go out and have a good time. You're going to win, and we love America, and we love you guys. We'll be watching tonight. Bring it on.
Thank you.
There you go. Big round of applause.
Go to the guys.
And the players love them. Players love them. Not AI winning goalie Jordan Binnington after the Canadians beat the U.S. Binnington played out of his mind.
Everyone fucking disrespected Jordan Binnington before tonight. The entire world said I was the worst goaltender in this tournament. The Canadian fans were demanding that Coach Cooper pull me for the finals. And even Connor McDavid said I couldn't stop a beach ball and that I'm a worse goaltender than Stuart Skinner. When the haters don't believe in Binner, Binner believes in himself. And with that performance tonight, I officially shoved it up everyone's ass. Absolutely stood on my head in overtime. Nobody could score on me. Not even that fucking balding wetback, Austin Matthews. The guy's a choker. He choked in Toronto. That's why he ain't got no ring. And he choked against me tonight. Anyways, repeat after me. Binner is a winner. Don't forget that.
There you go. That's winning goalie Jordan Binnington. Wow. Jeremy says you cannot edit audio. This is all 100% real. I also have a clip of Connor McDavid, who scored the game-winning goal for Canada. This is not AI.
I know Donald Trump was watching tonight, and I bet his little two-inch pecker fucking exploded as I buried that absolutely filthy top-shelf snipe in overtime. The Americans didn't respect us. They never have. They said we should become the 51st state, and they thought they'd walk all over us tonight after they won that lucky round-robin game. But they thought wrong. In the end, everyone bows their head to the Lord. And that Lord, the one true God of hockey, is Team fucking Canada. In overtime, Connor McJesus baptized those Yankee bastards. This was no miracle on ice, just a fucking nightmare that Team USA will never forget. America, your souls belong to me now. Anyways, I'll see you guys later.
Wow, that's what you love about hockey, the frankness of those players. Their ability to just kind of, I think they're better in their press conferences. And how about Trump there saying to the Americans, you better fucking beat the Canadians. 3 not AI clips there pulled directly from the events leading up to and after the game, as Canada now tops of the hockey world. My God. All right. So we're off and running on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. So glad you were here. Got a busy weekend. I got a phone call today from my friends at WLAV. And I was asked off of the air, is the word retard back? Because I guess Elon Musk said it in a tweet when talking to some guy, some astronaut or some shit. I'll get to that in a second. And I'm like, well, honestly, I am the wrong person. You don't want to base your decision as to what words you're going to use based on me. That is that's a bad move. I have very little restrictions as to the things that can cross my lips here on this podcast. I've never really thought that that was that big of a deal. Now, I say that word in front of Pooh Bear. She gets super pissed at me, so then I try not to use it. Ben says the word is back. It's been around in comedy this whole time in sets and podcasts. That's true. People say it all the time. So, you know, Elon says it, but I'm not going to base it on Elon. I mean, I've said it on my show. And I think that there's a South Park bit about that, that I think puts it into, was it F rhymes with bag? If you're listening to the audio podcast, there's not a lot to reveal about what happened because I've edited all the audio so that it all fits seamlessly. But for those enjoying the show live on Twitch, it just stopped. And I don't even know how long it was gone for. From where I was, it was here. And then there was like a red X that showed up. And using language like fatal error occurred. I'm like, what the fuck? Holy shit, I think I'm dead. And then the mouse and everything like froze. Nothing working. So I go ahead and I, thank you, Ben. And I rebooted it. When I was checking here, I noticed that Stevie said, how long to reboot? How long to reboot a computer? Well, look, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't exactly the, it was an alarmingly terrible thing. I had to work at it. Give me a break. Jesus. Where were we? Thank you to Ben Glaze for sending this along. Serving as a producer, I think, is what he's doing.
Well, that word just keeps changing its meaning. What's it got to do with us? We are really trying to understand this. How is it that you boys think referring to gay people as fags in today's world is acceptable?
Because we're not referring to gay people. You can be gay and not be a fag.
Yeah, a lot of fags aren't gay.
I happen to be gay, boys. Do you think I'm a fag?
Do you ride a big, loud Harley and go up and down the streets ruining everyone's nice time?
No.
Then you're not a fag.
So what if a guy is gay and rides a Harley?
Then he's a gay fag. I mean, is this really this hard?
I don't know.
All right, look, you're driving in your car, okay? And you're waiting to make a left at a traffic signal. The light turns yellow, should be your turn to go, but the traffic coming at you just keeps coming. And even when the light turns red, a guy in a BMW runs the red light so you can't make your left turn. What goes through your mind?
Fag.
Right! But you're not thinking, oh, he's a homosexual. You're thinking, oh, he's an inconsiderate douchebag like a Harley rider.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
All right, how about this? What would you call a straight man who doesn't own a Harley, but likes them and might buy one someday?
You call him bike curious. Bike curious. Don't you people keep up with today's lingo at all?
Fucking great. God damn it. Are you kidding me? So, all right. I don't know if that does it for me. I think if I had to explain that, I think I need to play that clip for my daughter and get her reaction to that clip. Anyway, Elon is using the R word. So my pals at LAV said, yeah, Elon used the R word in a tweet. Is retard back? I go, look, well, it never left for me because there's a lot of people who are. And it's the same philosophy as what South Park was describing. If someone is acting like an asshole, they're a retard. If a person has cognitive disabilities, if you wanted to, you could say that word, but it just doesn't work well. You can just, you know, use the terminology that everybody wants you to use. All right. So I think that they've become separated here. We gotta stop attacking people for the use of that word. Musk used it. Radio show sees it. I think Greg mentioned it on the air. He says, is retarded back or retard back? And I'm like, look, I don't think you want to do that. Radio is not like podcasting. I said, I haven't really cared about what I've said for the most part for 6 years. Let's see. This is a
you
clip
don't call
That was sent to me. I don't even want to say who sent me this clip. No, I'm going to have to because the person who sent it just commented in the chat. Let me ask you this. Are you sure, Megan, that you want me to play this clip? Because knowing you, it's going to get into your brain and rattle around like a pinball. And then I'm going to get a phone call saying, Eric, you have to cut that out or my life will be over. Can you maybe delete the entire episode that you did and scrub my name from all broadcasts from the past? Can you possibly do that for me? Is that okay? She says, it was me. It's fine. It was on NBC. It's not my fault. No, it's not. It's not your fault. Michael Scott.
You don't call retarded people retards. It's bad taste. You call your friends retards when they're acting retarded.
I can't believe how that really wasn't that long ago. How did we somehow lose our way in what is hilarious to get so crazily sensitive about the things that we say? My God. But I don't recommend that my friends on the radio show use that type of language at all. So I even said, I go, this is the wrong person to bounce this off of. You don't want to do this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so that's where I was when all this shit kind of hit the fan. This is the clip that got this war started for Musk and the Danish astronaut. He was on Hannity. Musk is like, I'm going to go up to the International Space Station and I'm going to get these two American athletes and bring them home. They've been up there way too long. I volunteered my services many moons ago and I was told to go fuck myself.
You're committed to getting to Mars. You're committed to rescue. You're going to help rescue next month two astronauts that I think were abandoned. They dispute that in an interview.
At the president's request, we are accelerating the return of the astronauts, which was postponed kind of to a ridiculous degree.
They got left in space.
They've been there. They were supposed to be there 8 days. They're there almost 300.
Biden.
They were put. Yeah. Yes, they were left up there for political reasons, which is not good.
Okay, it's not good.
Okay. I agree that it's not good if you're supposed to be up there 8 days and you're up there 300 days. All right, we can agree that it's not good. Now, what do you mean specifically about political reasons? I need more information here, and I'm not going to try to do anything to solve it if it is any more than just looking at a headline. So if anybody knows what the fuck he's talking about, what politically? If it was 300 days ago, that was well before the election that Trump won. So what could have been causing them to be so delayed? And why are they using terms like rescuing them? Are they going to die? I'm very confused about all of this. But this Danish astronaut, by the way, I didn't know that Denmark had astronauts. Andreas Mogensen says, what a lie. And from someone who complains about lack of honesty from mainstream media. So an actual astronaut is calling out Musk on this. Musk says, this is the one. You are fully retarded. SpaceX could have brought them back several months ago. I offered this directly to the Biden administration and they refused. Oh, now I get it. So because it's Musk who's in Trump's back pocket, because it was him asking Biden, hey, you know, if you want me to help you, or telling him, if you want me to help you, I'll help you. So the return was pushed back for political reasons. Idiot. Now, I don't know who to believe here. I don't know anything about this fucking astronaut. I don't know anything about the idea of them coming home. The astronauts themselves are disputing it. So I guess it's a mystery. Rebecca says anyone can be an astronaut, but not every country has a space program. So they participate with the countries who do have a space program. Oh, I see. Bob says that the political reasons they could not have Musk and Trump be the heroes and look good. That's okay. Now it's starting to make sense. And if that's the case, Biden's right. I mean, if I'm trying to win an election, you know, and I've got Musk, who can actually get them, get the rockets up there, whatever the fuck, get the craft, get these guys off the damn thing, get them home. If I'm Biden, I'm like, no, you're not going to help me. Because, I mean, that would be terrible. We're still trying to win an election. And at this point, I don't know if Kamala Harris had added, you know, Biden had agreed that he wasn't going to run. It doesn't matter. You know, in hindsight, they didn't have a chance to win anyway. But I actually do believe that. I mean, that would make sense because that's what I would do. If I'm the president of the United States and I'm trying to win an election, or the Democrats are trying to win an election, and a person who's like Elon Musk and pals with Trump, if he offers to help, I'm going to turn that down. There's no way I'd do that. So I actually do believe this. That's interesting. All right. So, but he's using the language, and then people are talking about it. Like, that's why radio shows are calling your old pal EZ and saying, EZ, can we use the word retard? Well, I think that in radio, the risk you run is you can still have people making free market solutions, which free market solutions have been attempted against me by that fat bitch, Kristen Megyn Kelly. At the end of the day, though, you don't want to be going on the radio and using the word retarded, because there's going to be somebody who's a business that's going to get pissed off, and then they're going to call your boss. I mean, Ben and I almost got fired because we're making fun of the kid who had the speech impediment, who was selling the pumpkins. And one of the greatest things that's ever happened. You ever notice how the only stories that are interesting from the radio is when there's people pissed off? Like the time that we were playing the audio of the kid who was selling pumpkins so that he could get an emotional support animal. I think this was a diabetes support animal, which I don't remember exactly how it worked, but I think if, like, you're about to have a diabetic episode, the dog will, like, start to jump on you or some shit. So basically you die with a dog, almost said jog, pulling you to the ground. So he wants his fucking German Shepherd, and it's going to cost him a lot of money to get this diabetes support animal. David says, is that a real thing? Well, I didn't think so, but I was told by the dad of the kid who's selling the pumpkins that he needs a diabetes support animal. So the kid's selling pumpkins to get his diabetes dog. David said it sounds like BS. Well, of course it's BS. But there's a dog for everything. Every time you turn around, there's a there's a fucking support dog for everything. Everybody's got a support dog. And you can have one for any malady. Like if I'm gay and in the closet and I need a support dog, I can get a gay in the closet support dog. Right now I have an enlarged prostate that makes me wake up 50 times a night to go pee. I can get a support dog for that, or any animal. Because Molly says my friend had a support skunk. You can take any animal and just put the word support on it. And then they walk around with a vest that says, do not pet, working. So the kid wanted a diabetes support dog. The TV station did a story about it. Ben and I played it on the air. And during the story, the kid sounded like an idiot. He was like, he like had a horrible speech problem. And I fired off the crack. The kid needs a support animal to teach him how to talk or some shit. I made a bad joke. And then Ben jumped in with a joke too. I forget specifically, doesn't matter. But the guy, the dad of this kid heard it. And he was pissed. And then all of a sudden, about half an hour later, Tony Gates from LAV comes walking in. He goes, hey, baby, what'd you say about that kid with the pumpkins there, baby? I go, what are you talking about? That's right. I was doing my feel-good story of the day. And I called up and the dad picked up the phone and he's all pissed off and he won't talk to me, baby. So now he's bitching about you. So I'm, and so Gates calls to get, like, to actually just talk to the kid or the dad. Not anything funny, just to say, we're here to help you, baby. We're going to get your pumpkins and sell them, baby. And you can get a fucking dog, baby. Well, the guy knows that LAV is affiliated with my station. So he gets pissed off at Tony and yells at Tony. Tony comes to me. Michelle says, you better get out in front of this. I go, what are you talking about? He's going to rat on you. He's an asshole. Stevie says, in 2018, Ian Unger, a six-year-old boy with type 1 diabetes, sold pumpkins to raise money for a service dog. Ian wanted the dog to help him ride the school bus and visit friends. Exactly. That's the story. Thank you. I love the, lately we're getting a lot of renegade show producers who are, because I can't really stop down. It's always a pain in the ass if I stop down and try to get the info. You're doing an amazing thing right there. We had it happen yesterday. I forget the context in which it did happen. And then Ben today sending me that clip. That's fucking awesome. And then Stevie. So Michelle comes in. She goes, you better get in front of this. Tony's going to rat on you. I go, oh, fuck, really? So I called the kid's dad. And he's mad. So I'm talking to the guy, trying to talk him off the ledge. I think I've got him. I think I have the damage contained. But I don't have Gates contained. So I talk to the dad and I go, look, I'm going to make this right. I'm going to come see you today. Now, my plan is show up and buy $500 worth of pumpkins. I did do that. However, now I'm worried about Gates. What do I do? I've been in trouble with the radio station. And so, you know, the gears are spinning to get me fucking fired. But I want to stop it for some reason. I reach out to redheaded bitch lips, Lori. Yeah. So there was a moment where some, and I kind of glossed over the details. I didn't actually say the speech impediment joke. I go, but I got it taken care of. No big deal. So now she buys it. So that kind of stops Gates in his tracks. Hopefully the day comes and goes. I never did hear anything else about it, but I drive over to the guy's house. I don't know why that fucking keeps happening. I apologize. And it's way past the hard living line. And it's, you know, this fucking ramshackle shack. And there's pumpkins all over the front yard because he just grew them in his front yard. There's a destroyed boat, riding lawnmower with like one wheel, a couple of dryers, an oven on the front lawn, a roof's caved in. It's a pile of shit house. And I pull up and then I see the dad and I go, hey, how you doing? And so then I went ahead and I'm talking to him. And the guy reveals that what he knows about the incident. He goes, I can't believe Ben Glaze said that about my son. And then I realized that he thinks that Ben did everything and I didn't have anything to do with it. Now, a real friend would have said, well, I was jumping on board too. But I didn't do that at all. And who could blame me? I go, yeah, I know. He's such an asshole. I can't believe he fucking did that. I was so pissed off at him for doing that. Anyway, here's $500. I give him $500 bills. I go, let's get some pumpkins. So I put all these pumpkins in my car. And when I drove back home, I just threw them all away. I didn't even need any fucking pumpkins. It was just a $500 donation to shut this son of a bitch up. My God. So that was basically it. And I came back and talked to Ben about it. I go, hey, Ben, that guy thinks you did everything. And I threw you under the bus. So it was fantastic. My God. Amy says, gee, Diet, you said you were going to get a new mouse. Yeah, that wasn't the mouse. That was a notification from an app. But anyway, that was it. That's how it went. It was great. It was outstanding. Stevie says, what a good friend. Yeah, well, Ben returned the favor a few months later after we got fired, which he still feels bad about. So we're even, Steven. It's all good. It's all good. Ben's voice was cracking when he received the news, Aram said. I don't know what that means. All right, I need to use the restroom. You hang right there. I'll be back with you in a moment. Thank you so much for being here. Sit tight. Thank you very much, David. I see the email. I appreciate that. I actually want to let's take a look at that news story that Ben and I actually played of Pumpkin Kid when we got in trouble. Okay. I think this is the story. Shit. This isn't it. Yeah, it's just a fucking video with music.
Before this war's over, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that was terrible. Maybe one of my show producers can look up Ian Unger, 6-year-old Wood TV Pumpkin. You know what? I'm going to try to see this one out. Wood TV Ian Unger. Unless it's not Wood TV. They got to have it in their archives, right? No. Oh, I suck. Okay. It just feels like a typical Friday here. Things kind of working, but not really, you know? All right. Thanks to the sponsors that help make my world go round. I appreciate them very much. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, the multi-talented Megan and her lovely parents have been sponsors for quite some time here on the show. 616-532-6600, ervines.com. That is ervines.com. If you want to get your vehicle repaired, they do an outstanding job. They also have loaner cars if you need them and can help you maintain your vehicles and keep them in tip-top shape. All makes and models, EVs, hybrids, they do it all at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Tag Accounting online at tagcpa.net. No matter where you are in the U.S., you can get your taxes done in short order with Tag Accounting. To get started, call 616-301-9516. Tag Accounting can take care of you. They're also online at tagcpa.net. You upload your documents to their online portal, and that's how you take care of everything there. They will help you every step of the way. 616-301-9516 for Tag Accounting. Been doing business with them for many, many years. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. If you are in between jobs, perhaps you are self-employed, or your boss does not offer you health insurance, you should be getting your health care through the marketplace, healthcare.gov. Now, before you begin that process, reach out to Frank, and he can help you every step of the way. From no matter where you are in the U.S., go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com, and get started. Just fill out the form, and he'll help you. He'll be in touch with you and can help you. It doesn't cost you a dime to use the services. It's 100% free. He gets paid by the insurance companies. Buyinsurancehere.com. Megan says she was flying and she's very happy to be back in on terra firma. More than one plane trip and no incidents while flying. Two planes, no crashes, and more flying in the future. I don't know if you realize this, but Jeremy fact-checked this for me in another effort by Easy audience members / producers. On the 19th of February, after yet another plane incident, I was talking about that on here, and I said, are we really having more plane incidents than ever because of Trump? Or is this just more of them being reported this year to try to make Trump look like he's fucking shit up? And that is true, because from January 1 to February 19, 2024, there were like 150 plane incidents. And this year, same time span, January 1 to February 19, there's like 85. So we are doing a lot better this year than we have in previous years. So I think now the interesting point of this is how it's becoming obvious that the press is trying to make it seem like there's a lot more plane incidents that are happening because of going hard on the reporting of these things. Like if a couple of Cessnas crash in Arizona, nobody gives a shit last year. This year, it's like, oh my God, can you believe this? It's all coming. We're dying. The sky is falling. Oh my God. So that to me is the story now. The fact that the press is making such a big deal about it. I mean, Trump sucks. There's no question. But quit trying to, I mean, how does anybody trust the press with shit like this happening? Them going hard on the reporting just to try to make it look like everything's, you know, going to shit when it's really not. However, an Allegiant Airlines flight, I think in Albany, the home of TOFUS, was stranded on the tarmac for 6 hours on Monday of this week. We're just finding out about it now. Allegiant Flight 848 pulls out from the gate. They're going to leave on time. They did their de-icing a little bit. Then they're a little bit behind schedule, but it's going to be fine. Plane's going to take off and land in Florida. I guess there's a thing called being timed out. Like if the crew passes their timed out window, they, no matter what, if they are on the ground, they have to get off the plane and get new pilots. So if you reach a amount of time that you've traveled in a day, you're timed out. And no matter what, you got to get off the plane. You are not allowed to fly the plane, which is complete bullshit. I think in the trucking industry, there's that too, you know? If you exceed your certain amount of time on the road, that can be a problem. And nowadays, I think in a lot of instances in the trucking industry, they're able to electronically monitor the drivers to determine if they have exceeded the amount of time that they have behind the wheels. Some of you do this for a living, and you may know exactly what I'm talking about. Please share. But they had to go back to the gate because the crew members had timed out. Now, it says the crew members. I don't know if that means the pilots. But anyway, that happened. So they have to go back. And they ended up, for some reason, it took a tremendous amount of time to get a crew on there to get the plane to take off. So wouldn't it stand a reason that you could just open up the doors and say, all right, you got to get off the plane here. We're going to rebook this whole thing. We got to start over. Instead of leaving them on for 6 hours, video footage shows passengers, including young children, standing in the aisles chanting, let us off! Let us off! With one heard saying, we are calling 911. Let us off the plane. Passengers told the local news channel that they were denied water during the 6+ hours ordeal that this happened. Pretty much par for the course today. My apologies. Well, there might be a news story I can play with this. I guess this is video from the plane. Somebody recorded some of the activity on there as people were all pissed off. This is that moment, I think. Yeah, that's completely normal. That's not a bad video at all. Why did I even play it? Serves me right. That's how this is going today. Passengers aboard the plane say they faced a frustrating ordeal at Albany where they were left waiting on the tarmac for over 6 hours. They eventually took off. The airline offered $100 vouchers to those impacted by the delay. I think that's fine. But, you know, people, they probably wanted way more than that. You know, there's a story about the one that flipped over in Toronto and everybody got $30,000. These guys are like, well, this is bullshit. But I don't think it is. I think it's about right. Megan says that plane is bare bones. They don't even have chargers. Nick says, I miss the old days when you just pull your mask down to get off the plane. Donko says this happens somewhat frequently, and I think it's total bullshit that they keep the people on the planes. Yeah, I wish there was an explanation, but it always seems like you're being held hostage, you know? All right, moving on. I have another thing about Elon that I wanted to get to. I guess is I don't know anything about him really, other than that his kids, you know, running the country and talk shit about Trump during White House meetings. That was fantastic. The kid's name is X, EX. Nick says $100 for 6 hours is double what iHeart pays EZ. That's true. Grimes Musk is her name. Oh, she's lovely. That's Grimes right there. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.